Welcome back. You're here with the Ancestral Doula. I want to speak about the four devils. The four devils are the four lower chakras. Count down from the heart, balancer of the emotions. The spirit moves beyond the emotions. The thymus gland. Number two, solar plexus, your pancreas organ. Number three, navel sacral, Dantian or lower heaven, linden cells. And number four, base root chakras, testes, prostate area. These are the four devils that each and every one of us must murder. Hatred, unjustly, of the heart. Jealousy and envy of the solar plexus, pancreas, diabetes. Greed and lust of the navel, sacral, that's our digestive and genital problems. And fear of the base root that affects our kidneys, our adrenal glands. Okay, go ahead. How in the most high heavens can a person see Brother Muhammad? That is the mythical prophet Muhammad of 1400 years ago, unless they have physically died or has transcended somehow spiritually while still in the flesh. And if one physically dies, then spiritually they go to the astral plane or to the ionosphere of the sky. Moreover, a person's mental antenna is able to reach there. We call it the all-seeing eye, the third eye, actually the first eye, the eye of Heru, Horus, the eye of Asaru, Osiris, the eye of Jesus, Holy Bible, New Testament, Matthew 6:22, the eye of Nimrod, the eye of Brahma, the eye of Shiva, the eye of Vishnu, the eye of Buddha, or eye of Lucifer, the Archangel Uriel. Therefore, alchemically, Muhammad symbolizes the crown chakra. Ibn al-Arabi propounds the view that as the Muhammadian reality, Muhammad is identical with the first intellect, the eternal principle unifying the immutable entities. All the other prophets, beginning with Adam, only because prophets during their mission, each was the bearer of a fragment of this Muhammadan reality in a particular place and time. Ibn al-Arabi composed partially the mythical character Muhammad, whom the Catholic holy cat, as in the Sphinx or Heru M. Akhat. In the ancient teachings of Egypt, Kemet, the physical body was named Khat, K-H-A-T, which phonically sound like cat. And a cat is said to have nine lives. In other words, it is an esoteric metaphor for man's ability to reincarnation. For nine symbolizes physical birth and spiritual birth. Number one, Khat, K-H-A-T, equals our physical body. Number two, Ka, K-A, ethereal body, our lower astral body. Number three, Sekhem, S-E-K-H-E-M, life force, our Kundalini Shakti, Shiva. Number four, AB, inner heart or desire body, emotional body or higher astral body. Number five, Sahu, Sahu, spiritual, mental body. Six, Khu, Khu, casual body. Seven, Ren, R-E-N, personal body. Eight, Kha-Bit, K-H-A-I-B-I-T, shadow body. Nine, Ba, B-A, soul body. Therefore, the physical body is the holy temple of God. Holy Bible, New Testament, Corinthians 3:16 reads, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 reads, "What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." We must begin to look at the prophets metaphysically instead of historically or literal, because otherwise they did not exist. Therefore, according to the Holy Bible, New Testament, Revelation, meaning to reveal, or Al-Injal, states that there are seven seals. I hope you enjoyed it. Love and peace.